This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as we together study the Word of God. We're in the book of Revelation, and again, here for today and tomorrow, I want to highlight the end of chapter 13, because I think there's no more important chapter in the Bible than what we're seeing here in Revelation chapter 13. Now, I've got a list here. We're about to get into this here in a minute. First off, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church tonight. It's Thursday night from 6 to 7 o'clock, and we are in Revelation chapter 17 and perhaps chapter 18, one of the most confusing and hardest to understand chapters in all of the Bible. Not to say I'm going to be able to explain all of it, because I can't explain all of it, but we're going to go through that tonight. You're invited out to Island 6 to 7. That's tonight, Thursday night. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited out tonight. Chapter 17. For more information on this ministry, one of my websites is wgodontheair.net. Another one is majoritytext.com. My Bible translation is on there, and that's what I use for the most part to teach this. Now, I want to look at here today and tomorrow. We're going to go through just one more time, and I don't feel guilty about that. I feel good about that, because you and I need to be professional Christians. I mean, think about it. You know, football teams, they'll practice and practice the same play over and over again, hundreds of times. Why? Because they're professionals. But heaven forbid I preach something twice or someone speaks something twice. I once invited a pastor to a Bible study in the book of Romans, and he told me, "Brother, I've already studied that book." And that was his answer to me. But yet you and I, you know, we're members, you know, like the bowlers are members of the PBA, the Pro Bowlers Association. You and I should be the PCA. That is the Professional Christian Association. Are you a member? Are you a professional Christian? That is, how well do you know the Word? How well do you know the Word? Man, I should be in this chapter maybe every day for the next 2 years, until everyone's memorized all this, and then you and I, because I've got 15 years into this, I'm still going at it all the time. I want to be like the bank examiner, and I know what the real McCoy looks like, and I want you to know it too, so that you can spot a counterfeit from 50 yards. Because there's a serious counterfeit about to come on the scene. I believe it's going to be in your lifetime. If not you, then the lifetime of your children. And this counterfeit is going to deceive over 2 billion people. And pray tell, God's got you alive now at this time. What a coincidence. Phooey on that. God, there is no coincidences. This is no accident. God's got you alive now. You see, I'm all wound up. I'm excited. I'm excited because I know the truth. I'm part of the 1%, and so are you if your names are written in the book of life. If you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, roughly 1%. The Lord says, "Oh, how narrow is the way which leads to life, and there are so few that find it." 1% know the way. 99% are going to run into this man we're looking at here today called the false prophet. I've got a list of 9 things. If you want this handout, write to me, elected77@gmail.com. Call me here at the radio station, 321-632-1000. Or if you write to me with your email address, I will email it to you. It's just a blank with scripture verses and 9 blanks on it. That's all it is. 9 things that make up who this false prophet is. There's no more important text in here. If there's anything at all to be a professional Christian at, is this right here, is to be able to spot a counterfeit. Maybe you think it's easy. Well, let me remind you about this counterfeit. It says he's got the power. He's got the authority. This guy gives life to the image of the beast. He gives breath, the Greek word pneuma. When's the last time, and what image do you have of someone kneeling over someone, pinching their nose, and giving them mouth to mouth, and breathing life into someone? What image do you get? I once asked my church a while ago, how many of you think that God is the only one that has the power or the ability to give life? And almost everyone raised their hand. Everyone except those who had heard me preach this before, and they knew where I was going with that. See, this is what he means when he says even the elect could be deceived if it was possible because of the signs that this person does is going to deceive over 2 billion people. And now God's got you alive at this time, and he wants you to know this because he wants to use you during these end days to help share the truth and spread the truth. There's a list of 9 things here on this list. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, it says, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence. And he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And that no one may buy or sell except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. I have a list of 9 different points about this man. We're going to look at 3 or 4 here today, and then in tomorrow's broadcast here on Friday, we will look at the rest, and then we'll move on to chapter 14 here on this program. Again, all these programs are uploaded at my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, or on the internet, WGODOnTheAir.net. All of these programs are already up here. Point number 1 on this false prophet is he is a counterfeit Christian. That's number 1. False prophet is a counterfeit Christian. Verse number 12. Actually, verse 11. It says, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. Now, you have to know the symbolism on here, and God expects you to know that. When you read lamb, the first thing that comes to mind for me is John 1:29, where John the Baptist says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Or even further back to that, back to the Old Testament, we look at the lamb that was slaughtered, Isaiah chapter 53, or even the scapegoat when they laid hands on a goat and they laid on him the iniquity or the sins of us all, and they sent him out into the wilderness with all of the sins of all of Israel. Or, of course, the lamb that was slain and the Passover lamb that was killed and the blood was put on the doorposts of the houses, and the death angel would pass over and not harm the houses that were protected by the blood. That's the image you get from the lamb. The image you get from the dragon is Revelation chapter 12, where it says that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, the dragon, the great dragon, was cast out of heaven. We know who the dragon is. We know who the lamb is. Here we see someone that has two horns like a lamb, and he speaks like a dragon. So number one here again, this person is a counterfeit Christian. This person is the miracle worker for the Antichrist, who's going to say he is God. He is going to say, to use his words, I am God. And this man right here is going to authenticate who I am. Watch him. And then this man will do his great sign. So number one is he's a counterfeit Christian. Point number two is the false prophet demands worship. The false prophet demands worship. Again, he exercises all the authority of the first beast. He causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So that's number two. The false prophet demands worship. Number three is unprecedented deception. Again, verse 14 says he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, saying to those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And verse 13, it says he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven onto the earth in the sight of men. Now remember, this hasn't been done since Elijah. Elijah did it. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, 2 Kings chapter 1, Elijah is the last man to do this. James and John wanted to do it. They said, Lord, should we call fire down out of heaven like Elijah did and consume these Samaritans? And he said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are. That's not for you to do that. So that's number three, unprecedented deception. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. My translation says, he deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. You see, the very sight of this guy calling fire down out of heaven, and by what he's going to do next, which we're going to see in tomorrow's program, we'll pick it up right here and look at another one of these lying wonders that this man is going to do to deceive, like I said, over 2 billion people. God wants you to know the truth. And the time is going to come sometime in your life where you will know what to do. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say, but you need to know the truth first. And that's what we're looking at here today. Again, we're looking at 9 truths here on the false prophet. Number one was he's a counterfeit Christian. Number two is the false prophet demands worship. And number three, it'll be a time of unprecedented deception. Now we'll pick it up right here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WG.